It was an oversight hearing. The House Ag Committee and Senate Ag Committee have oversight authority over our department, so it's good to be able to go up and talk about the things. Not everything's perfect. It never is. We're a big agency, one of the biggest in the federal government. There are a lot of different people, a lot of different programs and activities. So it's kind of going reporting to them on some of the things we need to work on, some of the problems we've had that we've improved on. It's good to be able to give a status report on those things. It includes some of our IT expenditures and includes some of the other issues. So I think the hearing went well. We have a good relationship with both the chairman and the ranking member of the Ag Committee, and I think the questions were fair. They were balanced. A lot about high-path avian influenza, so there's a lot of interest in that and how we're handling that, how we're ready for when the outbreak might come again in the fall if it does. So it was really good discussions.
But budget issues are still being discussed, and Hardin knows there is talk about cutting USDA's dollars for research.
You know, in tight budgets, sometimes research is something a lot of folks think we can put off. But I do firmly believe we have to make those investments today. One example that's very important is the poultry lab in Athens, state-of-the-art lab that we need for the whole country. We need that funding. It's been around for a long time. It's USDA's number one priority. It'd be great for the poultry industry. And we're lagging way, way behind on that. Certainly other research is just so critical. In my mind, it's not something you can put off. It's the care you need to do now for later. It's just like going to a doctor. It's the preventive part. It's exercising and the good diet is going to keep you out of the doctor's office. Research helps you find solutions to some of the most terrific problems as well. So we hope our stakeholders will talk to their decision makers, their members of Congress and others, just about the significant value of having a good investment in research.